He was always that way, she said. He would always do things for others.
She turned her head aside, choking back tears. Pox reached out and touched her shoulder. Go on, and cry for him, Leith. The king spoke of him to me, his beloved son that he could not acknowledge, who never sought anything for himself, even a name. He has earned more tears than ours, and more reward than this. Leith turned back to her, eyes streaming.
You're tired. You need sleep. Yes, I'll watch. I'll take care. Sleep, Pox.
And Pox fell asleep almost instantly, to the sound of the others mourning. It was broad day when she woke, another clear morning, with frost furring the inside of the tent. There was Ascariel's body, covered with a blanket, and his sword laid across his chest. She could hear voices outside. When she turned her head, she saw Garrus's eyes, still a little blank, watching her.
Lady.
He spoke with difficulty, running his tongue over his lips. Pox remembered that feeling. Garrus, you're doing well. Pox pushed herself up. She was not as stiff as she'd expected, but she could feel the blows she'd taken. I'll bring you something. His head rolled from side to side.
I don't remember. Did I fall off my horse?
Among other things, yes.
Huh. At my age, to be thrown.
What do you remember, Garrus? His brow furrowed.
We were at Aleum Halverick's, weren't we? Then we had to leave in the night. Something.
He shook his head and moved an arm.
I don't know. I can't remember beyond riding out in the torchlight.
Leith looked into the tent. Pox, are you... Oh, Garrus, can I bring you something? Anything hot and liquid for Garrus, and me too. Pox stumbled upright.
Gerd's arm! I slept as heavy as a hill!
She yawned and pushed off the helmet she had not removed the night before. Her braid thumped her back as it fell. Leith came in with two mugs. Surya followed with bowls. The food and sib smelled delicious. Garrus reached for his mug, then looked around and saw the blanket-shrouded form across from him. The hot sib sloshed over his wrist.
Fox, oath! Is that Ascariel?
Yes, said Pox. It is. Garrus, we had a fight yesterday. We were attacked on the trail. You and Leith were wounded, and Ascariel was killed.
But I don't... But what?
His hand shook. Pox took the mug from him and set it down. Garrus, you had a serious wound. That's why you don't remember.
But I'm all right now. I don't feel any pain.
The gods sent healing for you, Garrus. Not for Ascariel. I'm sorry. Pox watched the pain on his face. When it turned to anger, she spoke again. I warned you this was dangerous. I told you that you didn't have to come. You chose that. Ascariel chose that. He chose more. He chose to come to me when I needed him, and he killed one of them. Then he faced the same weapon that struck you down, and it killed him. Garrus nodded, his eyes filling with tears.
And you could do nothing?
No.
Pox sighed. She felt slightly affronted. He expected too much of her. She had, after all, fought all of the enemy. She mastered that feeling and went on.